This is Akashvani, the news read by Sharanya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India's achievements and successes have sparked a new wave of hope across the globe. He said, "Today the whole world is saying that it is an era of India." Addressing an event organized by private news channel in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said India is driving global growth today and moving at a faster pace on the path of development. He said, in the past decade, India has become the fifth largest economy and is now rapidly moving towards becoming the third largest economy in the world. Mr. Modi further highlighted that in the past 10 years, India has become the world's second largest steel producer, the second largest mobile phone manufacturer, and third largest startup ecosystem. He said, India is among the top 5 countries in solar energy capacity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on two-day visit to Gujarat and the neighboring Union Territory of Dadra Nagar Haveli beginning today. Mr. Modi will inaugurate a hospital in Union Territory and launch several development projects during his visit. Prime Minister will also address a Lakhpati Didi convention in Navsari tomorrow on the occasion of International Women's Day. Mr. Modi will reach Silvasa in Dadra Nagar Haveli this morning and inaugurate the 450 Namo Hospital. From there, he will go to Saili Stadium to inaugurate and lay foundation stones for 62 projects worth 2,587 crore rupees. He will also address a public meeting at the stadium. Prime Minister will attend the Surat Food Security Saturation Campaign this evening, where he will distribute benefits to approximately 2 lakh beneficiaries under the Pradhan Mantri Garib Kalyan Anna Yojana. Today is Jan Aushadhi Divas. The day is celebrated to raise awareness about the scheme and promote the use of generic medicines. With an objective of making quality generic medicine available at the affordable prices to all, Pradhan Mantri Bharatiya Jan Aushadhi Pariyojana aims to make quality generic medicine available at affordable prices. Our correspondent reports the Chemical and Fertilizer Ministry organized week-long activities across the country to support this initiative. Electronic and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India will develop its own graphic processing unit within the next 3 to 4 years. He said that the cost of India's AI model computation GPU is the lowest in the world at around 67 rupees per hour after a 40% government subsidy. Launching the AI Kosh, AI Compute Portal and other AI-based initiative in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said that in the coming 5 years, India will be among the top 5 nations in the world in key technology sectors like semiconductors, artificial intelligence and telecom. Union Minister for Road Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari said that in order to build a progressive society, citizens must free themselves from untouchability, caste-based discrimination and inequalities. Addressing the Lok Mata Ahilyabai Holkar Mahila Samman in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Gadkari emphasized that the goal is to create a society based on equality where no one is considered a superior or inferior. He added that every citizen should believe that a person's worth is not determined by their caste, religion, language or gender, but by their virtues. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai interacted with around 200 tribal youth under the Tribal Youth Exchange Program in New Delhi yesterday. The youth belonging to the tribal district of the Chhattisgarh and Odisha are currently on a tour to the national capital. Interacting with this tribal youth, the union minister said a lot of development work has taken place in the left-wing extremism affected district of the country. He mentioned that network of roads and railways have been developed and new school have been opened in this new district. In Women's Premier League WPL T20 cricket match, Mumbai India beat UP Warriors by 6 wickets. Chasing 151, MI knocked off the target in 18.3 overs. UP Warriors had set a victory target of 151 run before Mumbai Indians at Bharat Ratna Shri Atal Bihari Vajpayee Ikana Stadium in Lucknow last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.